Body Language by Suzanne Brockman, narrated by Ellen Archer.
Chapter 1. The electronic ring of the telephone shrilled through the darkness of the bedroom. The first ring woke Cassandra Kirk from an uneasy sleep. The second ring made her sit up and glare groggily at the glowing red numbers on her clock radio. 2:45. A phone call at 2:45 could only mean one of three things. Disaster at the studio. Maybe this interminable and unseasonable rain had flooded the video archives. Death or injury in the family. Maybe her mother, who lived in Florida, had fallen and broken her hip. Or... She picked up the phone after the third ring. Hello?
Yo, Sandy. Did I wake you?
Or maybe Clint McCade was in another time zone and just wanted to say hi. With a groan, Sandy pushed her long blonde hair back from her face. McCade, it's 3:15 in the morning. The line crackled. Where are you? She asked. It sounds like you're calling from the moon. He laughed.
I'm back in the States, he said. You up for a visit?
McCade's familiar husky voice was laced with amusement, as always. Is it that time of year again? She lay back in her bed. Time for the annual Misfits of Henderson High reunion?
Is that a yes?
What would you like, McCade? An engraved invitation? Of course it's a yes. But you know, I've made my second bedroom into an office. You'll have to crash in the living room. The couch pulls out.
Hey, last week I was sleeping in a tent in the rainforest. Trust me, there's nowhere to go from there but up. Your couch sounds first class.
What's your ETA? She asked. My schedule's pretty heavy at work.